Activity 4. The interview. Now we're coming to one of the most difficult of experiences anyone is ever likely to encounter in life, the interview. This is the situation where from one to a dozen people or more look you over, sum you up and judge you as a person, and usually as an employee, from what you tell them in answer to their questions. You'll be given a question, which you will be expected to answer, and you can write the answer down so as to make sure you're on the right lines when you check the key. Please listen carefully and answer the questions during the pauses. You will also be able to stop your CD and repeat the questions if you have missed it. The post you're applying for is as a buyer of books and magazines in a large store. You'll be responsible for buying the materials. You can choose the type wanted. If you are not very knowledgeable about either, that doesn't matter. You will have to cover at the interview the fact you are not an expert. You may be a young person just starting out and willing to learn. What you say is to a great extent up to you. The main thing is to give a good and positive impression. Here then is you involved in an imaginary interview. Do listen to the whole at least once before you try answering the questions. You can write notes while you are listening.
Can I help you? May I have your name? If you care to go into that room over there, we will be starting the interview shortly.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephen Hawkins. I am the manager of this firm. We are going to interview at random. You can be first if you don't mind. Do sit down. May I introduce you to the panel? The lady on my right is Stephanie Brown. She is the personnel officer and will be asking you some questions shortly. The gentleman on my left is Peter Thompson, my customer relations officer, who will also ask you some questions. I will begin. This interview will not last longer than about 10 minutes, and then there will be another, more detailed interview later. Is that all right? Now, you have applied for the post of buyer for our store of books and magazines. Have you had any experience of this type of work? Thank you. Can you please tell us why you think we should give you this job and why you want it? That's very good. Now, Stephanie will ask you some questions.
You have explained why you want this job. Can you tell us about the types of books you might recommend for us? And magazines? Do you have any favourite books and magazines? Which newspaper do you read? Why? What do you like about it? And do you have a favourite author?
Thank you very much. And now some questions from Peter Thompson, our customer relations officer.
As you will appreciate, your job depends to quite an extent on getting on with people. What do you think about that? What particular skills do you think might be wanted in order to be a good buyer? Let me present you with a situation. Someone suggests a book or a magazine which you're pretty sure would not be suitable. How do you deal with refusing the offer?
Thank you very much. That is more or less the end of the interview. But do you have any questions you would like to ask us? Good. We will let you know shortly whether you will go on to the next stage. That is, if you want to.